हरी 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 बोल हरी हरी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धरी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धरी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धरी
गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धरी
यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
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 यमुना तीर बन थरी
यमुना सिरवन
चरी यमुना सिरवन चरी
यमुना सिरवन चरी
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
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 गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धरी
गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धरी
गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धरी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चरी
यमुना
तीर बन चरी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज
hari Punjabi hari Punjabi hari Giri varadhari Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram
Yeah.
ज्ञानस्मिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो बन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते सप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये कदा द्रक्ष्यामि नन्दस्य बालकम् लसततिलकभालकम् पालकम् सर्वसत्त्वानाम् कदा कदा द्रक्ष्यामि नन्दस्य बालकम् पदारविन्देन पदारविन्दम् मुखारविन्दे विनिवेशयन्तम् पटस्य पत्रस्य पुटेशयानम् बालं मुकुन्दम् मनसा स्मरामि मनसा स्मरामि श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणो स्मरामि श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणो वचसा गृणामि श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणो शिरसा नमामि श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणो शरणं प्रपद्ये सुन्दरते ध्यान उभे विकेवरी करकटावरी देवनिया तुलसी हर गड़ा पासे पीतांबर आवड़े निरंतर श्रवणी ಮಣಿ ವಿರಾಜಿತ ತುಕಾಮಣೆ ಮಾಧೆ ಹೇತಿ ಸರ್ವ ಸುಖ ಅಹಿನ ಶ್ರೀಮುಖ ಆವಡಿ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮೇ ಗೌರಕೃಷೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸವಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸು
Thank you for being a being with us today. Today is also Sunday festival. Under Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. He's also founder Acharya of the Sunday festival. Which is held around the world on Sunday. It will be every day festival. That is the nature of the spiritual world. There is a festival every day. Every step is a dance, and every word is a song. No one talks there in the spiritual sky. They only sing. Or if they even talk, the talk is so sweet, it sounds like a song. Like song of God, Bhagavad Gita. There is a Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Or Arjuna Uvacha. He said, Krishna said, Arjuna said, but the title says Geet, song, Bhagavad Gita. So devotees get together. Satam Prasangal, Mama Virya Samvido. Lord Kapil says, when devotees get together, then prasang, very special event, and devotees get together. Bhavanti rit karna rasayana katha. There's a rasayan, nectarian talks and topics of Mama virya, Lord says. My virya, or shaurya, or dhairya, or madhurya. Do I need to translate this? Virya. My prowess, my beauty, or my pastimes. Becomes the topic of discussion, and these topics become very pleasing to rit karna rasayana katha. So just you want to hear, it is so nectarian, so very pleasing, gratifying, just to hear. Yet Yajoshanath, but if someone could digest this, assimilate this, practice what has been preached or what has been heard, yet Yajoshanath Aswa, quickly, apavarga vartmani, person attains the status stage called apavarga. Vartmani, he gets on the path, Vartma, path, called Apavarga. There's a Pavarga and there's an Apavarga. Pavarga, pa, fa, ba, bha, ma. This is Pavarga. And there are other Vargas also, ka, kha, ga, gha, cha, cha, da, dha, dha, pa, fa, ba, bha, ma, yara, la, va, la. Five of those, and each line, those varnas or syllables. So one that starts with pa, it's called pa varga. It starts with cha varga. Starts with ka varga. So pa varga. Pa fa ba bha ma. Pa means parishram. Srila Prabhupada used to explain this. Pa means parishram. So much endeavor, so much hard labor. Pa, parishram. So much hard labor. That pa, fa, next thing. The foam coming out of the mouth. Like we see in India. You didn't see in the documentary, you only saw cows and bulls, buffaloes. You didn't see what through their mouth, you know, so much foam. Buffaloes, because they work even harder, hard labor. So human beings end up working hard and foam is coming out of their mouth. But this is all becomes vyartha or useless waste of time. Shrama eva hi kevalam, because they did not develop attraction for Godhead. They did not work so that there could be the right kind of fruit of their labor, the love for the Lord. So if that is not achieved, then it's called vyartha. Pa fa ba. Vyartha. And then bha. Bha means fear. Among so many things, the fear of this, fear of that. Ma, fear of mrityu, the death. So like this is called pavarga. Pa, fa, 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 ma. So those who take to this path, of Krishna consciousness, those who come to katha and satsang and festivals, Krishna conscious festivals, then lots of opportunity to hear about the Lord, mama virya samvido, and then nectar for the heart and the ears, and as a result, apavarga vartman, he becomes free from this pavarga, he attains apavarga, means just the opposite of pavarga. And that results in shraddha, bhaktir anukrameshadi, shraddha ratir bhaktir anukrameshadi. And gradually that person goes higher and higher on the spiritual ladder, from Shraddha gradually towards Prema Bhakti, and attains the perfection of this human form of life. So here we have been spending past few nights talking about Lord. Otherwise, well, Shrotavyadi Rajendra Nranam Santi Sahasrashaha. Sukadeva Goswami said, now people have, when it comes to Shrotavya, Shrotavyadini, hearing, talking, there could be thousands of topics. Nranam Santi Sahasrashaha. Oh, there's so many topics. Mundane topics, worldly topics. So Shukadeva Goswami has given us this topic of Bhagavatam and his appeal, Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvibhavuka. You all assembled. for those who have not assembled. It is for everybody. The appeal is, Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. You should all drink Bhagavat Ras. Rasamalayam. Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. So this Bhagavat. Our dharma is also Bhagavat. We belong to which dharma? Which dharma? Hindu dharma. Sanatana dharma. Or Bhagavat dharma. Related with Bhagavan becomes Bhagavat. Our dharma is Bhagavat. Devotees are also related with the Lord, so they are Bhagavat. Devotees, Dvadash Bhagavat. The scripture Bhagavat, Dharma Bhagavat, Bhagavat. So our topic, which we are now concluding that topic, this is for some of you are not here yesterday, the day before. The topic is the Rukmini. Rukmini Maya ki, Rukmini Dwarka Dheesh ki. Yeah. We're talking Jai Ho. This is 40th anniversary of this temple opening. And Rukmini's birth, appearance, day of Rukmini was celebrated just some week, 10 days ago. Rukmini appeared, not just week, 10 days ago, but this anniversary, some 5,000 years ago on that day, called Rukmini Dvadashi. Rukmini Dvadashi. There is Vaman Dvadashi also, and there is Sita Naomi and Radha Ashtami. Radha appeared on Ashtami, and Sita appeared on Naomi, and Rukmini appeared on Dvadashi. Day after Ekadashi is called Dvadashi, so that was. On last Dvadashi, Rukmini appeared. So, we had this topic, Rukmini topic. And that was the first topic that Shukdev Goswami has recited as part of Krishna's Dwarka Leela. He was in Vrindavan, Mathura. Then he moves to Dwarka, where he spent a lot of time. Lot of time. About 11 years in Vrindavan, 10, 11 years in Vrindavan, 18 years in Mathura. That's how many? Grand total? 29. And Lord was on the planet for 125 years. So 125 minus is equal to? 96? Okay, something like that. So those many years, Lord was in Dwarka. Almost 100 years. Easy to remember. Make it round figure. About 100 years, Lord was in Dwarka, which is part of Gujarat. So some people even like to say, oh, Krishna is Gujarati. He stayed in Gujarat. Yeah, some Gujaratis, they like to hear this, and they like to. They are very proud that Krishna spent so much time in Gujarat. Well, I was born in Maharashtra. It's too bad. But also the good part is that Rukmini was born in Maharashtra. Hari Bhava.
So some say Rukmini is Maharashtrian.
So this Kundinpur, birthplace of Rukmini, other day we showed you the map of India. Now where Vrindavan, Mathura, and Krishna goes to Dwarka, and then coming to center of India almost. In the map, almost center of India, there's Nagpur, and not far from Nagpur is this Kundinpur, Kundin or Kundinpur. These days they call it Kaundinyapur in Maharashtra. That's where Rukmini was born, daughter of Bhishmak. So she is known as Bhishmak Suta or Bhishmak Nandini. In the state, a province called Vidarbha, hence he is also known as Vaidarbhi. And Kundinpur, there's a river we did not mention the other day. There's a river that flows. This Kundin or Kundinpur is on the bank of sacred river called Varada or Varadayini. Var means benediction. And Varada, giver of the benediction. So there's a river there. And we were fortunate to visit that place number of times. And the good news, as we said I think yesterday, is there's ISKCON in Kundinpur now. They have ISKCON property, and we have a project coming up in birthplace of Rukmini. And we had been bringing tours of devotees, international group of devotees. We have taken them on the tour to birthplace of Rukmini. So where she grew up, that place is still there. And the deity that there's a Rukmini Dwarkadish temple there, and Ambika Mandir there, even now. And there's now ISKCON project coming up. So from there, Rukmini was kidnapped by Dwarkadish Sri Krishna. Or Ranchodrai, we could also say Ranchodrai. In Gujarat, they like this name, Ranchodrai. Dakor ma kon che? Dakor ma kon che? Raja Ranchodrai. Dakor ma kon che? Who is there in Dakor? Dakor is another holy place. Dwarkadish is also residing in Dakor. Bodhana. Some devotee drove him in a cart and brought him to Dakor. So Ranchodrai or Dwarkadish, Sri Krishna, he comes to Kundinpur. We have been going over these events, this history. And we are on the verge of concluding the pastime. So after she was kidnapped, we just would like to, would like to briefly say that Balaram was leading in the chariot. His chariot is ahead of Krishna's chariot, and Rukmini is already in the chariot of Dwarkadish, and they are getting out of there. And soon the other kings, who were bewildered by the beauty of Rukmini and they have lost the external consciousness. They have woken up and they are now trying to chase after, run after the Lord, the chariot. They have their own chariots. They have their elephants and they have horses. There's a whole hundreds and thousands of the kings have arrived to protect or to assist Shishupal. Shishupal was to be married. He was a bride, chosen to be bridegroom. And too bad, never happened. So they're all now, all these kings, their armies are trying to catch up with Krishna, Balaram, and their army. They had only, Balaram had come with small army from Dwarka. So at some point, Yadava army, they turn around and they're ready to face all these mighty kings. They are demoniac in nature. Jarasandha and Shishupal and Dantavakra, Vidurath and Poundrak and all that. So they are all battling with Yadava army. Krishna Balaram's army from Dwarka. And Rukmini, she was never ever in the middle of such situation. The arrows are going flying back and forth. And she's scared and she's very much fearful. And Dwarkadish takes no. Hey, no, this is, take it easy. It won't hurt. It will be over very soon. And so Dwarkadish, Sri Krishna was comforting Rukmini. And soon, in fact, these two lords and their small army defeated all these giant kings and their vast army. And they're all humiliated and defeated. And they are returning to Kundinpur and they are now also getting ready to return to their respective capitals. And Rukmi, he was the culprit, in fact. He was the one. Cause of all this. He had this idea that my sister, Rukmini, Shishupal would be such a nice husband for my sister. And so that was, he had this vision and he was attached because he was envious of Krishna. So when he saw the state of affairs, defeat of all these big, big kings, he said, I will now face that Krishna. I will kill him. And I'll rescue my sister Rukmini from the clutches of Krishna. And if I don't accomplish my goal, I will never ever show my face to you all, or I will not return to Kundinpur. This was his vow. And with this vow and sankalp and determination, he goes and begins battling, fighting with Krishna. And then sort of arrows were again flying back and forth. And Krishna was crushing the chariot and the horses and the weapons of Rukmi. And finally, he was weaponless. Lord Krishna gets down. He has a sword in his hand. Lord has a sword in his hand and is ready to make chutney out of Rukmini. Or a salad. Chop him up with his sword. But then Rukmini comes in the middle, intervenes, pleading, please, please save my brother, please don't take his life. Then, well, something had to be done. Okay, I don't kill him. So, Lord used the same sword and he started shaving up. Mustache was shaved off and beard. He was not doing a good job. Purposely he wanted to just... He wanted others to see him in that, some hairs cut here, some here, here, some here, some here. One side mustache cut. Then Balaram comes on the scene. He says, brother, brothers! He's our relative. Soon you would be marrying Rukmini and he's our family member. He's a relative. What are you doing? And what you have already done is humiliation. This is like killing him. You already have kind of killed him. So leave him alone now. Let's go. Yeah, we have more important things to do. So, Krishna, Balaram, Rukmini and their army, they return to Dwarka. Dwarka Dham Ki! And then this Rukmi, he was such a determined and stubborn fellow. In fact, he did not return to Kandinpur. He just established another township where he was shaved up or shaved off. Right there, he just stayed there at a town residence and he just stayed. He never returned. Doesn't return to Kandinpur. And so upon arrival in Dwarka, big grand reception for the Lord, and they're just getting ready for the marriage. And the way, the description here, the way Kundinpur was decorated, because the marriage was going to take place in Kundinpur, so that was over, that was not going to happen. So now the Dwarka is all dressed of Riksikta Margaha, cleaning of all the streets and decorations and welcome gates and flags and Deepakai, the lamps and the music and all that is. Tada Mohotsavo Nrinam Yadupuryam Grihe Grihe. Every home, they're having celebration.
It's like they're all delighted to know. So that was over, that was not going to happen. So now the Dwarka is all dressed of Riksikta Margaha, cleaning of all the streets and decorations and welcome gates and flags and Deepakai, the lamps and the music and all that is. Tada mohotsavo nrinam yadupuryam grihe grihe. Every home are having celebration. It's like they're all delighted to know that the fact that Lord, the way He has He kidnapped Rukmini and He has returned with Rukmini to Dwarka. This has become a talk of the town. Everywhere they're talking. How He accomplished. Nara Naryasya Mudita Primrashta Mani Kundala. All Nara Nari, all ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, they are all muditaha, they are delighted, and they have new clothes and ornaments, malya, the garlands, and garlands for the city also. And they're all now coming for the ceremony, marriage ceremony. Dwarakayam abhut rajan mahamodaha purokasam rukminya ramayo petam drishtva krishnam sriyapatim. To see that Krishna has become now the pati of Sriya, Lakshmi, in the form of Rukmini. Rukmini is Lakshmi. So, Mahamodaha. It's a great occasion and everyone is delighted and satisfied to be part of that grand celebration. The marriage, Vibaha Mahotsav. And that was first of its kind in Dwarka. Gradually other marriages would take place. But this was first of all the 16,108. This was the first marriage, and then later on other marriages. So it was a new experience for the residents of Dwarka. Rukmini Dwaraka Dishakhi. So I think we will stop there, but we'll start something else also. Yeah, is it okay? This was a marriage ceremony, and then we wanted to also talk of sannyas. Just balance it up. and sannyas of none other than the Lord taking sannyas. Rukmini, well, I said, my dear Lord, well, this is much later into the middle of all those pastimes, or they are residing in Dwarka and many pastimes. And Krishna's, well, making Dwarka as a headquarter, Lord goes out and returns. And so one time Rukmini said, my dear Lord, you are supposed to be sarvagya, omniscient, you are supposed to be knowing everything, but do you know that you do not know something? And he said, what is that? What is that? That I do not know. And Rukmini said, only I know, and Radharani knows what you do not know. No, we know. So she was referring to feelings of separation. When he's around, that's nice, to be united, to be together with the Lord. But when he's away, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has expressed those feelings. Govinda virahiname Shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name. That viraha, that one moment, becomes like a 12 years or longer. When is he going to return? When is he going to return? Why is he not coming back? Is this watch working? Not even moving. When you have fun, time flies, right? When you have good time flies. But when other times, it doesn't move, right? Stand still. So, the gopis, Radha, in Vrindavan here, Rukmini, sometimes, a lot of times, they have to go through this experience of so then what we go through, you do not know what we go through. It's only we know, only I know, and Radha knows. Then, this is just to say briefly, quickly, Lord makes up his mind. He wants to appear, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge, next advent, next time I appear, I want to make sure I understand, or I know what I had not been knowing. I had no access to something, some feeling, some. Now, the next time I appear, I want to make sure I understand. I understand Rukmini. I understand Radha. Their bhav, their emotions. So then Lord has appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, And Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam. And in this form, he accepts Radha Bhava, emotions of Radharani and the complexion of Radharani. Naomi Krishna Swarupam. And to that Swarup of Sri Krishna. And now he has also another name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and to that Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Namne, I offer my obeisances. So Lord has appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nimai has appeared, we should say, Nimai, Nimai, Nimai. Who is this calling? Nimai! Beta Nimai! Who could possibly, who else could? Jaya Sachi Mata Ki! He has become Sachinandan now. Sachinandan. Jaya Sachinandan. Jaya Sachinandan. He was Devaki Nandan or Yashoda Nandan. Gopala, Gopala, Devaki Nandana Gopala. Devaki Nandana Gopala. Devaki Nandana Gopala, Gopala, Gopala. Devaki Nandana Gopala. So that Devaki Nandan, the Yashoda Nandan. Now he is appearing as Sachinandan. And he's appearing in Mayapur, Navadvip. Dham on the bank of Janhavi or Bhagirathi, Ganga, and he has spent 24 years just there in Mayapur, Navadvip. Just one time he had gone to Gaya. When his father departed, he had gone there for Shraddha ceremony, Pindadan. And then that's where he had received the gift of the holy name. This is the Lord, but he is going through all this. Yes, and he has become a devotee. The Lord has become, Bhagavan has become Bhakta. Bhaktavatar. These days we see some Bhaktas want to become Bhagavan. Today's Swami is tomorrow's Narayan. But you see, the Lord wants to become devotee. And he did become devotee. And that is Nimai or Vishwambhar. But he also has 1,000 names. He's a Bhakta Bhagavan. Bhakta Bhagavan. Bhakta Avatar. So he accepted that one trip out of Navadvip. He had spent his time, most of his time in Navadvip. And he had come, so he has, during that visit, he had a good fortune of meeting with Ishwar Puri and received the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And with that gift, he returns to Navadvip, Mayapur, carrying that gift in his heart, on his tongue, and chanting and dancing, he's returning. And quickly, he has developed so much liking and attachment to this chanting, hearing, dancing process. And so many transformations in his personality. Crying, laughing, trembling, perspiring, becoming stunned, or rolling on the ground, and all these symptoms. And he's wondering, what has happened to me? And he does approach his Guru Maharaj again. He says, Kiva Vipra. No. Kiva Mantra Dila Gosai, Kiva Tara Bol. Japite, Japite Mantra Karila Pagal. Said, what kind of mantra have you given to me? Kiva Mantra Dila Gosai. Kiva Tara Bol. There's so much bol. So much bol, so much strength in this mantra. Japite, japite, mantra karila pagav. I have become pagav. Like in Vrindavan is a pagala, baba, ashram, pagav. Pagal baba. So I have become pagav. And people also call me pagav. I'm not understand. So please, what is this? What kind of mantra? Same mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. The same mantra is here. Powerful mantra is here. Of course, some foolish people say, because this has been chanted for past 500 years, this mantra has been chanted, used, so it is not as powerful as it used to be. Used. So much used. Again and again used. But this mantra is Nama Chintamani Chaitanya Rasavigraha. Nama Chintamani. Like a Dhamma Chintamani. There's a Nama Chintamani Chaitanya. Full of Chaitanya, full of life, Chaitanya. Rasa Vigraha. Rasa Vigraha. Lots of Ras, source of all Ras. Ras. Rasaraj, Sri Krishna. So that is also here with this Mahamantra. Nitya Shuddha Mukta Abhinnatvat Namanamino. So that mantra, non-different from the Lord. So Mukta, Siddha, Nitya, eternal. So, they were chanting without offenses, offenseless chanting. And as a result, he was experiencing full potency of the holy name. Nam Namakari Bahuda Nijasarva Shaktis. All the Shakti Lord has invested, his own Shakti, into this mantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, and soon others took up chanting, and they were initially chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were chanting just indoor at Srivas Angan, the house of Srivas Thakur. So much screening at the knowledge. Only pure devotees are allowed in. Now jnani, yogi, karmi, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakale, ashan. They were all kept out. Only pure, unalloyed devotees were allowed to come in and Mahaprabhu would chant and dance with a selected group of devotees. All night long they would chant and dance. That was nice, but especially Advaitacharya was not very happy for the reason that he was the one, Advaitacharya. He had become the cause of Lord's advent, appearance into this world. Advaitacharya had prayed to the Lord, please come into this world. Dharma shaglanir bhavati. When there's a decline in principles of religion, Lord appears. So there's so much decline. So Advaitacharya had prayed for Lord's advent, and then Lord had appeared. But now, see, Lord was only giving his association to selected few. And what about the rest of the world? So Advaitacharya, he falls at the feet of Gauranga. He's also called Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Go for Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Say something like this. We never say Gauranga. Gauranga, Gauranga. Open up. Gauranga, Gauranga. Japataka Maharaj is very excited. This is his. And Parikrama gets everyone going. The Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Please make yourself and your Sankirtan available to the people in general. Be kind. Then, from that time point onwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the Nagar Sankirtan, public chanting, and he was going everywhere with his devotees. During early morning hours, they would start Odilo Aruna Puravavage Vijamani Gaura Amani Jage Bhakata Samuha Laiya Sathe Gela Nagara Bhaje Te Bhakata Aruna. Okay, let's do something. भकत समूह लईया साथे गेला नगर जाजे भकत समूह लईया साथे गेला नगर बागे दुलायन Bhagavati Vijamani Gaura Amani Jage Dilaruna Puravavage Vijamani Gaura Amani Jage Bhakata Samuha Laiya Sathe Gela Nagara Aja Bhakata Samuha Laiya Sathe Gela Nagara Jage Bhakata Samuha Laiya Sathe
Nandahas Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolena Bolore Badana Bhari Mukunda Madhava Yadava सोनार अंग चरने नूपुर बाजे प्रेमे ढलो ढलो सोनार अंग चरने नूपुर बाजे हरे कृष्णो हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Jai Sachinandana, 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 Jai Sachinand
Nandana Gaura Hari.
Jaya Sati Nandana, Jaya Sati Nandana, Jaya Sati Nandana, Jaya Sati
Nandana, Jaya Sati Nandana, Jaya Sati Nandana, Jaya Sati Nandana, Gaura Hari.
Jaya Sati Nandana, Jaya Sati Nandana,
Jaya Sati Nandana, Gaura Hari.
Jaya Sati Nandana, Gaura Hari.
Jaya Sati Nandana, Gaura Hari.
Jaya Sati Nandana, Gaura
Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama
Rama, Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hare Hare Va. Okay, okay. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Vaishnava. Ashtavatara Shata Sri Sri Mata. His Divine Grace. ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय. प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासी गौर भक्तवृंद की जय. श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय. वृंदावन धाम की जाय. मायापुर धाम की जाय. गंगमय जमुनमय की जाय. भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय. हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाय. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु के गौर निथाय की जाय. जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा की जाय. रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की गौर प्रेमानंदे. All gorgeous assembled devotees, all gorgeous assembled devotees, all gorgeous Sri Guru and Sri Gauram. So like this, something like this. Now Kirtan was spreading all over Navadvip, Nadia district, Navadvip Mandal. Every town, every village of Navadvip Mandal, there was chanting and dancing. Thathai, thathai, baje lo khol. They're playing madangas, jhanjera ro. They're playing jhans. And they made halo dhalo sonar anga charane nupura baje. That Mahaprabhu, in the middle of this kirtan, mandali, kirtan, party, used to be none other than Gauranga. Gauranga was a center of attraction and he would dance in ecstasy. Dance. Oh. His dance was out of this world. Nataraj. No one who could dance like the Lord. And he teaches dance to the whole world. He's a dance teacher, dance master. All the arts. He is the origin of all the arts, sciences, whatever you. He is the source. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha mattaha sarvam
Pravartate. So that Lord, when he dances, Nataraj, that is why it's called Gaura Nataraj. Nat means actor. Actor is known for his dancing. The way he walks, his walk is like a dance. Everyone watches every step, every move of the actor. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Nataraj. He's not the king of the dancers, amongst the dancers or actors. He's just matchless. Some of you are trying to compete with him. You accept the defeat? Award goes to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He is such a dancer. Premi dhala dhala sonar anga charane nupur baje. Yes, ankle bells. Nupur baje. He is moving to and fro. This is called premi dhala dhala sonar anga. His body is complex, golden complexion body. With long arms, Rukmini Dwarkadhisha ki. Sundara Lala Sachirdu Lala Nasatase Hari Kirtanamay. Always chanting in Kirtan. And he was in the forefront. He was a leader. Well, he was all in all. And cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam. And he was spreading the holy name all around. But it was still limited to Navadvip. And what about the rest of the world? What about the rest of India? So that meant that he had to give up his family. Renounce everything. Mother, very tough, affectionate mother, and young, beautiful wife. He was just married. And he was getting well along, and then to give up that. And the family and friends and neighbors, a tough job. But you sacrifice the village for the nation. And for the nation, you sacrifice the village for the sake of the nation. So for the benefit of the whole world, rest of Bharat Parsha, India, Mahaprabhu was ready to renounce. Is it's very difficult to, when we say this is just
How could Lord renounce anything? He owns everything eternally. Isha Vasham Idam Sarvam Yat Kincham Jagatyam Jagat Bhuktaram Jagya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is Sarvaloka Maheshwar. Isha Vasham Idam Sarvam Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Everything is emanating from him. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha and all that. Anantakoti Brahmanda Nayak. He's a Nayak, the proprietor of not just one Brahmand, but Anantakoti Brahmanda Nayak. How many Brahmandas? Not just koti, but Anantakoti, many, many koti. Koti itself is a lot of number, big figure. But how many koti? Ananta koti. Anant, there's no end of how many koti, how many billions. And he's the proprietor of all that. And he's supposed to be taking sannyas. Supposed to be renouncing everything. Yeah, this is Mahaprabhu's leela. Yes, because he has become bhakta this time. And he's setting example also that way. So for the welfare of the world, for the benefit of rest of the world. Bharata bhumite manushya janma huila jar janma sarthaka kari kara paropaka, Mahaprabhu used to say. When you have taken birth in Bharatvarsha, then janma sarthaka kari kara paropakar. If you want to attain perfection in this life, of this life, perfection, then kari kara paropakar. Do some paropakar. Paropakar. Do something for others' benefit. Paropakaraya phalanti vrakshaha. And there's a statement. It says, do not the trees, they distribute all their fruits. They do not eat their own fruits. The fruits of the tree are for others. Paropakaraya duhanti gavaha. The cows are giving milk for others. Paropakaraya vahanti nadyaha. The rivers are flowing and distributing waters for others. Paropakaraya idam shariram. This sharir, this human form of life is paropakaraya. It's for benefit, in service of others. The whole world. Other living entities. Service, service, service. Service of the Supreme Lord and His devotees. Paropakaraya idam shariram. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is getting ready. At the age of 24, and he has disclosed this fact. His mind with or to Nityanand Prabhu. And he says, please tell only five people. Only five people should know that I'm getting ready for sannyas. I want to take sannyas. Amara Janani, my mother, Gadadhar, Brahmanand, Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya, and Mukunda, these five people. Then that day, Mahaprabhu is holding kirtan all day. So many devotees are coming. Mahaprabhu is giving them. They have no clue that he would be leaving. In fact, that night he would be leaving Navadvip. But devotees are enjoying Mahaprabhu's company. Then he also goes to the bank of Ganga by himself, spends some time contemplating the banks of the holy Ganga, which is also another mother for Mahaprabhu, Nimai. She grew up in the lap of Mother Ganga. So prior to his departure, his renounced order, his kind of meeting Ganga, spending last few moments in her lap, returns home. Many more devotees are coming to see Mahaprabhu that day. They would normally come, but that day, the bigger turnout. And no one knows why. There's something within them is giving them dictation. No, go, go. Not no, go, go. Go. Go see Nimai. Let's go see Nimai. And families are coming, so many are coming to see Nimai. And they're all coming with gifts. They're all coming with a garland of flowers, and they all have chandan, which they are offering to Chandan Yatra, offering on the Sarvangi Shobhita Mala Sugandhi Chandan. Sarvangi. All over his body they are smearing the chandan sandalwood paste. Sarvangi sulalitam, chandanam sulalitam, kanthi chak. And basiyachin prabhu kamalalochan. And there he is sitting, that kamalalochan, Gauranga. What kind of Gauranga is he? Kamala Lochan. The lotus-eyed Lord is sitting there smearing the chandan sandalwood paste. Sarvangi sulalitam, chandanam sulalitam, kanthi chak. And Basiyachin Prabhu Kamalalochan. And there he is sitting, that Kamalalochan, Gauranga. What kind of Gauranga is he? Kamalalochan. The lotus-eyed Lord is sitting there, and they are sitting around him, in front of him. Their eyes and attention is totally focused or glued to the face of the Lord. They're drinking the beauty of the Lord, and he's also mercifully Dandaparanama Haya Pade Sarvajan Ekadriste Saveil Chahena Srivadan Saveil. Chayana Srivadan. So they are offering their obeisances, sit down, and they're all watching, looking at the face of the Lord. Lord is looking mercifully, glancing upon them. His seeing is not ordinary seeing. Seeing their soul. Or is bathing them, drowning them in in Anand, in bliss. And then Mahaprabhu is addressing those devotees. Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Gao Krishna Naam, Krishna Vinu Keha Kicho Naba Bhaviha An. You should all, devotees, Bolo Krishna, you should all chant. Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, Gao Krishna Naam, and chant his holy names. And make sure nothing else but the name and the glories of the Lord come out of your mouth. Let your tongue be not used for nothing else but Krishna vinu keha kichu na bhaviha an. Yadi ama prati sneha thake sabakar tabe Krishna vyati rikta na gaibe ar. And if you claim that you love me, you have to prove that. How? By using the tongue. Krishna vyatirikta na gaive ar. With your tongue, nothing else to be uttered. But Krishna, 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 he. Ki shayane ki bhojane ki vajagarane ahar nisha chinta Krishna balaha vadane. While sleeping, waking up, eating, moving around, ahar nisha day and night, chinta Krishna, so think of Krishna. Ei mata shubha drishti kari sabakare upadesha kari sabe jao ghare. And then at the end, now you may leave. You will address and you may please return. And then another batch comes. And they have garlands and chandan, sandalwood paste, they are offering, dandvat sitting, looking at the Kamala Lochan Vadana, his face with Kamala Lochan, Lochani, and then he's addressing them also, and like that. Oh, even in late into the night, Nimai is approaching her, his mother. Sachi Mata is Janani re balilen randhana karite. Could you please cook for me tonight? She is the one, every night she is cooking. But expressing his affection. He knows that she knows that he would be leaving that night. She was on that list. Amongst five persons, she was on the top of the list. Nityananda Prabhu had informed her. And then she is asked to cook. Oh, here is someone has brought milk for me. Someone has brought some other things for me. So cook something out of these ingredients. Bhojana kariya prabhu mukha shuddhi kari mukha shuddhi. You know, some of you. She has finished his bhojan. Na mukha shuddhi. For purification. Some mukha shuddhi. And you will not get into that right now. Some of you know. And then he wants to take a little rest from yoga nidra. And next to him are sitting Gadadhar and Haridas.
Ai jane aji prabhu kari begaman, Air nahika nidra kande anukshan.
Ai, that is mother, Sachi, she knows that her Nimai be leaving that night, so there was no question of her sleeping. She is just sitting at the entrance, and all that she could manage doing is just crying, constantly shedding tears.
Aayi janile na matra prabhu ragaman duvare basiya rahilen tatakshan.
So she's sitting at the entrance so that she could not miss him when he leaves home. And so Mahaprabhu is up and ready to leave. And before he leaves, addresses Mother Sachi. That you have taken care of me. My Parilam Sunilam Tomara Karan woke me up. You fed me. You did this for me. You did that for me. You did everything for me because of you.
Ajanma amara tumi badaila bhog dande dande yatasneha karila amare.
At every step he loved me, he served me, took care of me.
Ami koti kalpeyo nariba shodhi bade.
And I'm eternally indebted to you, and I will not be able to repay the debt.
Ami punaha janma janma rini se tomar.
Life after life I would remain indebted to you. And more things. But finally, he has bowed down, touched her feet, taken dust of mother's feet on his own head. Yes, he does parikrama of Jagat Janani, Sachi Mata. And he leaves.
Chalilen Vaikuntha Nayaka Graha Haite Sanyasa Kariya Sarva Jiva Udharite.
He is also Vaikuntha Nayak. He is not only Brahmanda Nayak, he is also Vaikuntha Nayak. He is a Goloka Nayak. He is Nayak. He is a leader and a proprietor. And he is getting ready to take sannyas, jiva udharite, to uplift the living entities.
Shuna shuna are bhai prabhura sannyas, ye katha sunile sarva bandha hoye naash.
This is Vrindavan Das Thakur, the compiler of Chaitanya Bhagavat. What we're reading is the Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is Chaitanya Bhagavat here, right here. Complete Chaitanya Bhagavat in Bengali. So the compiler of this great epic scripture, Chaitanya Bhagavat. He says, listen, listen, you all, listen about the sannyas leela of Mahaprabhu. Je katha sunile sarva bandho hoy nash. Those who would listen to this pastime, they would become free from all the bonds. Bhakta sabana jane ne sabavratan mushakale snana kari jate kamahan. So next morning, business as usual. And what is that usual business? Mahaprabhu's friends, neighbors, they're all coming to see him. Like you go to some temple to see the deity. For them, Nimai is their deity. So they don't have to go to some other temple. So they come to his home. Every day they had been coming to see him, to greet him. So they have, this morning also, they have arrived. But it's no good morning news this morning. Prabhu namaskarite aila prabhu ghare. They used to come for namaskar, to offer their obeisances. But where is he? He's not to be seen. And Sachi Mata, who would normally remain very busy during morning hours, but today she is sitting, doing nothing. The only thing she is doing is crying and crying. Nayanera dhara matra bahe nirantar. This is all that is happening. Only movement. Otherwise, he is motionless. Only thing moving, tears are gliding down the cheek. Ashrudhara, nirantar. And, well, she is only giving hint that this property belongs to Vishnu, and you are Vaishnavas, go ahead. And anything, everything that you like from this, you are free to take it away. Take away, take away. Go ahead, take away. The owner is no more here. Now you are the proprietors, you take it away. So, some hints and they are realizing the catastrophe. What has transpired? Nimai has left home. Suni matra bhaktagana prabhu ragaman bhumite padila sabe hai achetan. Well, when they heard Sachimata speak, they were standing. But as they realize what has happened, they are losing their consciousness, not able to even stand. They're all collapsing. They're all falling. Here, there, everywhere. Kandite lagila sabe kari artanat anyonne sabei sabaradhari gala. So they're embracing each other, and they're crying and wailing. The whole atmosphere is surcharged with the cries of these devotees, and whole ground is wet with the tears of all of them. And they're rolling and crying. Kande sava bhakta gana bhumite padiya.
Oh, he has left us, throwing us in this ocean of suffering. What kind of suffering? The separation, the pangs of separation. We are distressed as he is not on the scene. He has thrown us in this viraha samudra filaya. He has gone. Anathir nath. Now we are orphans. We are nobody. Our prananath has left. Keha bale chala ghare dware agni diya. Kane pari kundala chaliba yogi haya. Then some are proposed, let's go home, let's go home. Okay, we would go, but what we would do there? We'll put our homes on fire. It's a proposal. And we'll wear some kundal, some earrings, take some kamandalu in hand, and we'll also go. There's nothing here now. There's nothing worth staying in this place. Ganga parahaya gaura chandra sundar sai dine aile na kantak nagar. So Mahaprabhu has crossed Ganga and he has arrived in the town called Katwa, Kantak Nagar. 500 years ago it was called Kantak Nagar. Now it is known as Katwa. There Keshav Bharati, Sannyasi Keshav Bharati, that is his place. So Mahaprabhu is arriving there with intention of taking sannyas from Keshav Bharati. And Avadhut, that's Ramana, Nityanand Prabhu, Gadadhar, Mukund, Shankar, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Brahman, they also have arrived because they were informed. So they also have arrived in Katwa. Adhuta dehera jyoti dekhiya tahan uthi lena Keshava Bharati punyavan. And Keshava Bharati is seeing Mahaprabhu is coming in his direction, and his tejasvi, his brilliant like sun, Mahaprabhu. So he quickly gets up to receive Mahaprabhu. Anugraha tumi more karamahashay patita pavana tumi mahakripamoy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he comes closer, he is at the feet. He has thrown himself at the feet of Keshav Bharati. And he's begging for anugraha, benediction. I'm fallen, and please, you are kripama, you are kind, please help me. Mahashaya. Krishna dasya vinu mora nahe kichuan. Hina upadesha tumi more dehadan. And all that I'm begging for is Krishna Dasatva. Make me Krishna's servant. Make me Krishna's servant. Prema jale anga bhase prabhura kahite hunkara kariya sheshe lagila nachite. And then next thing is Mahaprabhu. He begins dancing, roaring, dancing, and tears coming out of his eyes, flowing, not falling down, but they're coming towards the people, and they're all getting drowned. Like one gets drowned in the heavy rain shower when it rains, cats and dogs. That's what I say.
Musaldhar, Musaldhar. Dhara like musal. গাইতে লাগিলা মুকুন্দাদি ভক্তগণ নিজাবেশে মত্ত নাচে শ্রী সচিনন্দন এন্ড মুকুন্দ বিগিন সিঙ্গিং এন্ড এভরিওয়ান এলস ইজ জয়নিং ইন সিঙ্গিং এন্ড ড্যান্সিং অর্বুদ অর্বুদ লোক শুনি সেই ক্ষণে আসিয়া মিলিলা নাহি জানি কোথা হনে এন্ড সুন Arbud, this is a very big number. Arbud is billions, trillions. And even in America, you can't even count American. You go up to trillions, but this Arbud is in more than trillion. Or what is a trillion? Then where? How far do you go? Huh? Go ahead. Hey. This is bigger than that one. This is Arbud. This is Arbud. This is Padma, Shankha, Sankhya. The numbers are called Sankhya. Arbud, Arbud. Shankha, Padma. These are very big. And one and no, there are so many zeros, many zeros. So many people are arriving there. And Jani Kotha, no one knows where are they coming from and who told them about some special event is taking place of their coming. Akathya Adbhuta Dhara Prabhura Nayane Tahana Kathite Ara Ananta Vadane. And he says, the whole event cannot be described, or Mahaprabhu and his tears and all that. He says, only Anant, Anantesh, only he could recite, he could talk about this. He is Sahasravadan, he has thousand mouths. He could talk. I leave this up to him. That Ananta. Kaha na kahite, I cannot. Let Ananta say this. Ananta Brahmanda Natha Nije Dasya Bhave Dante Trinakari Sabasthane Dasya Mage. This is why he says, I cannot describe that Mahaprabhu has held Dante Trinadhari, the straw, between his teeth, literally holding a straw between the teeth, a sign of humility. And then he's approaching everyone. Says, please give me dasya. Please make me servant of Krishna. Please, you, oh, you and you. And he's going everywhere. Okay, now we are kind of getting there. Nana grama haite se nana upayan. And all these people coming, they're also bringing different gifts which are very useful, because there's going to be soon yajna and sannyas ceremony. So all that was required is already, the guests are bringing them. So that there's no need of making a shopping list and then send someone to the market to get this or get this. Not necessary. They are all bringing. They're all bringing dadhi, dugdha, grita, tambul, chandan, pushpa, yajna, sutra, vastra, all these items required for yajna. The ceremony, they are all bringing those as a gift. Paramanande sabe kare hari dhvani hari vina lokamukhe aranahi suni. And all assembled there, Only thing that is coming out of their mouth is Hari, 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 Hari. Is anyone here? Without Hari, Hari, Hari. No, don't just say Hari Bol, say Gaur Hari Bol. Because only Hari Bols those days have gone. Now this is Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari's time has Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. So, okay, now the time is getting closer and Mahaprabhu has to be shaved up before he would take part in the ceremony or fire sacrifice and whole proceedings. And this is quite a task. Who is going to shave him up? His golden hair, long, beautiful hair. Which barber is going to? It's a hard task. They are not wanting. No, no, you go. You, no, not me. You, you, barber, you go. They are pushing others, and Mahaprabhu is sitting, and all arrived, assembled there. They have taken seats in all directions. There are large crowd, oceans of people. In the middle, Mahaprabhu, even his hair-cutting ceremony is like a ceremony. They all want to watch. In fact, they don't want to watch. They are against this hair cutting. They are even against this sannyas business. Said, well, who has created kena vidhi srajila sannyas ke habale? Someone said, who has created this sannyas? Is it necessary? Let's erase those parts where sannyas is mentioned. No, no, we are not in favor. No sannyas. So there are lots of protests from assembled devotees, and some barbers are managing to sit in the front, but you know, their hands are trembling and can't do. No, no, not me. Gets up another one. Okay, you come. And they come and go, and it's taking a long time, says. Most of the day was spent like this. Protests, barbers not wanting, someone sitting there but his hand is trembling and he cannot manage finding another one. And then another trouble also is that Mahaprabhu in the middle, he gets up and begins dancing. And that takes some time. No, sit down, calm down. And then in the meantime, they're finding barber and no one is willing and they are trembling. And then in the meantime, he gets up and begins dancing again. Bola bola kari prabhu uthe vishwambhar gayena mukunda prabhu nache nirantar. So Mahaprabhu gets up and Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. What is going on? Says katham katham api sarvadina avasheshe kshaura karma nirvaha haila prema rase. So katham katham api, somehow it was managed, sarvadina avasheshe, at the end of the day it was managed shaving. And as soon as he was shaved up, Tabe Sarva Loka Natha Kari Ganga Asna, he ran to Ganga. Ganga Maya Ke! He has gone for a holy dip. Chanting and dancing, he goes to Ganga, takes a dip. On the way back, chanting, dancing, has returned on the scene.
Sarva Siksha Guru Gaura Chandra Vede Bale Keshava Bharati Sthane Taha Kahe Chale. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described here as he is a guru, Sarva Siksha Guru, like a Jagat Guru. Krishnam Vande Jagat Guru. So he is Sarva Siksha Guru. So as he has come back from bathing and he has his clothes on, now he has to receive the mantra. But before he receives mantra, Mahaprabhu is in fact tricking now. It's a trick here. He's tricking Kesha Bharati. He says, you know, last night I had a dream. In the dream, I was informed of sannyas mantra. I want you to hear this mantra and tell me whether this is the right mantra. You would like to hear? Not you. Keshava Bharati. Yes, yes, please, say the mantra. Please say. And Mahaprabhu uttered the mantra in the ears of Keshava Bharati. And then Mahaprabhu asked, is this the right mantra? Pakka, yes. This is the one, this is the right one. Okay, then give this mantra to me. And then Keshava Bharati, who was first initiated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his Vaishnava mantra, because Keshava Bharati was belonging to different order or school of thought, impersonalist thought, Mayavad. So Mahaprabhu made him Vaishnava by giving him the mantra, and then is taking from him chale with the tactfully he did this. Bharati balen yehi maha mantra var, or this is the top mantra, this is the mantra. And he also says, Krishnera prasade ki tomar agochar. You are blessed by Krishna. So there's nothing that is not known to you. There's nothing. Agochar. Prabhu ragyaye tabe keshava bharati sai mantra prabhu re kahila mahamati. Then Keshava Bharati has given that mantra to Mahaprabhu. Chaturdikhe harinamasu mangaladhvani sanyasa karila vaikunthera chudamani. And as mantra was given, everyone is chanting su mangaladhvani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. They are all delighted, they are all happy, expressing their joy by chanting this Mangal Dhvani, Harinam Su Mangal Dhvani, Chaturdika, in all directions. Chanting. Parilena Aruna Vasanam Manohar Tahate Haila Koti Kandarpa Sundar. And Mahaprabhu, for first time, he has the saffron robes, Aruna Vasan. Arun means sun. Especially when sun rises in the morning, that time is all reddish. All horizon is reddish, or reddish tinges are emanating. So that color cloth for Arun Vasan, and very manohar, enchanting the minds of all those who were seeing Mahaprabhu with Arunavasan. And
Koti Kandarpa Sundar. And he's looking so sundar, so beautiful, that he could attract Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. So that kind of the cupid, stupid. But he's demigod in charge of lust. It's Kamdev, also called Kandarp, also called Ananga. So he has several names like that. So, he's the one who goes around with the arrow, bow and arrow. And then, the person is gone. It's finished. Next one. And it goes on. Here's his arrow. He's beautiful himself and very powerful. And he excites, stirs up the feelings, arouses calm, lust, the heart. But this Kandarp, who is supposed to be beautiful, is attracted by the beauty of Gauranga. Sarva anga sri manta sri mastaka chandane lepita. Mahaprabhu has now shaved hair, so there's a lot of chandan on his forehead. Malaya purunita sri vigraha sushobhita. And he has mala around his neck, reaching his knees. Bahu koti chandra jini vadana ujval. Know that? Then what happens? Galladeshe vanamala. Galladeshe vanamala. Karijhalamal. Galladeshe. Around the neck there's a mala which is dazzling. Dandakamandalu dui srihasta ujval. Niravadhi nija preme anande vibhav. And Mahaprabhu, he is also given, okay, take kamandalu. And he takes kamandalu. Okay, take dand. He is given dand. He already has Aruna Vasan and Chandan Lepan and Mala, his tall figure, holding kamandalu and dand. He could take photograph. There's no video available, of Mahaprabhu's sannyas. Otherwise, you would have purchased one copy, at least one copy each, if there are such video was available. Is it for sale at the counter? You would be lining up. Koti koti chandra jini shobhe sri vadan prema dhare purna doi kamala lochan. So koti koti chandra jini shobhe sri vadan. This is from his personality, from his face. Koti koti chandra. Yeah, the brilliance of millions of moon, and still is never stops shedding tears, crying, missing Lord. Where is my Lord? Where is Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Govind? And but soon, there's also Kirtan and all these symbols that he had been holding are all flying in the air now. He had his kamandalu, but when he begins dancing, he has lost track of his Kamandalu and Dand, and they're all flying and he's dancing. And Mahabharata says that Lord will appear, one Lord and one incarnation. He will take sannyas, sannyasakrat chamaha, shanto unishta, shanti parayanaha. He will be nishtavan and shant, peaceful, and Lord will take sannyas. So this is the one, he is the one. We have no news of any other avatar taking sannyas. Vamandeva is just brahmachari. Is what to Raman, brahmachari. And then final closing ceremony and the comments is, he is given name and is explained why that particular name. Jata jagatera tumi Krishna bolaiya. You are Krishna, or they call you Krishna, or you are chanting Krishna, Krishna. And Karaila Chaitanya Kirtana Prakashiya, and you will, by spreading the holy name around, you will give life to the world or people of this world. Chaitanya, Chaitana, consciousness, giving life to people. So you'll be doing, so that's Krishna and Chaitanya put together. So your name, from now onward, you'll be known, Etek Tomara Naam Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. His Holiness. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Or His Divine Grace. He is all in all. Whatever. He's more than His Holiness. His Divine Grace. Whose grace? His Divine. Whose grace? His Divine Grace. His Holiness. He Himself is that Holiness. He is the origin of that holiness. But he is playing that role. Bhaktavatar is becoming His Holiness. And yata yadi nyasi vera chalila vachan jayadhani pushpavrashti haila takhan. And then all assemble, they all did jaya, jaya ho, jaya ho, jaya ho. And they all showered flowers and all that. And did more kirtan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Okay, we'll stop here. And if there are Ms. Prashad, you can distribute at the end of the sannyas ceremony.